This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
This is the dawning. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, said the catchy musical prophecy of the musical trope Fifth Dimension in the musical Hair, the Broadway musical in 1967. Few could forget the tune, but few also have understood its purported truth. If 1967 was the dawning of the age of Aquarius, what then is this age of Aquarius? When will it culminate? And does it have implications for the Messianic age or the coming of a Messiah? That's the question before us here today on Viewpoint. I'm glad that you've joined us. It's conversation as always with ever-increasing conviction. And as the song said, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. Well, is the moon going to be in that place on April 8th? The great American eclipse? Well, maybe not. But there sure are going to be a lot of people who are going to be traveling to various areas in the country, in fact, the Americas, in order to see this great American eclipse. Exactly 6 years, 7 months, and 18 days after the same type of solar eclipse crossed the United States from Oregon through South Carolina, on August 21st, 2017, this much longer event is going to be visible within a narrow path of totality through Mexico, the United States, and Canada. On April 8th, 2024, the mainland United States and parts of North America will experience the longest and most visible total solar eclipse in 100 years. Does this have anything to do with biblical prophecy? Well, I don't know. I don't know. We're going to read something that Jesus had to say about the moon and about the darkening of the sun. But let's continue with regard to this matter of April 8th and the total solar eclipse. It comes less than 6 months after the October 14th, 2023 Ring of Fire annular solar eclipse that happened in 8 states in the United States Southwest, as well as Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Colombia, and Brazil. During a total solar eclipse, the moon appears almost exactly the same size as the sun. So it blocks the entire disk for a few minutes, and the result is a beautiful totality during which the sun's corona is visible to the naked eye. So, what does that amount to? Well, the eclipse will turn day tonight. Catch a bit of that symbolism there. This eclipse will turn day to night. Sounds very biblical, doesn't it? Just as the total solar eclipse of August 21st, 2017 did, but to a greater extent. A solar eclipse occurs when a new moon is positioned precisely between Earth and the sun and casts its shadow on the Earth. A total solar eclipse happens when the moon appears the same size in the sky as the sun, or slightly larger even, so it fully covers the disk of the sun, giving you and I, observers, a view of the sun's outer atmosphere called the corona. The apparent size of the moon in the sky and whether it can completely cover the sun's disk during an eclipse depends on the moon's distance from the Earth. So, on April 8th, 2024, the new moon will look relatively large and therefore cover 100% of the sun's disk as viewed from the narrow path of totality that stretches from Sinaloa, Mexico, through the United States to Newfoundland, Canada. Well, there is some language in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, called the Olivet Discourse, which Jesus shared with his disciples 2 days before his crucifixion for the Mount of Olives. And after talking about the sign of his coming and taking heed, wars, rumors of wars, and all of these kinds of things that would precede, would be the birth pangs, preparing for the coming of Christ, the return of Christ. But he said all those things are the beginning of sorrows. And then he says there's going to be massive persecution. They're going to deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And there shall be many who will be offended and shall betray one another, shall hate one another. Sounds an awful lot like massive persecution as one of the preparatory signs of the Lord's return, doesn't it? And if the saints are out of here, how are they going to be persecuted? Therefore, we know that believers are not going to be removed during that period of time. If they were, then Jesus' warning would be moot. It would mean nothing. In fact, Jesus would not even have known what he was talking about. Right? So you know we have to be prepared. You know we have to be prepared for some events that we would rather not think about, especially here in America, because everything is relatively wonderful and cool, and most of us have not been touched by the persecution that's already invaded this country big time. It's just come on through different agencies than sometimes it comes in other countries. But it's here. And it's coming more and more rapidly. It's coming through government. It's coming through various groups of people. It's coming from various religions. It's coming in many, many different ways. It's even coming from the Department of Justice or injustice. It's coming. It's here. And that's why I'm writing the book, When Persecution Comes. And I have just completed the next to last chapter, I believe, of the book, and I'm just really kind of chomping at the bit to get this thing out. Pray for me as I wrap the writing up this week, hopefully. We're just really, really concerned about this because this is happening so rapidly. People are beginning to see how rapidly it's coming, don't know what to do about it, don't know how to think about it. I don't know how to prepare for it. And this book is how to prepare our hearts for these perilous times. Now, why am I telling you about it now when the book is probably not going to come out until sometime in August? The reason is because in order to get this message out as rapidly as possible, I believe the Lord dropped an idea into my heart a couple of weeks ago, and I've shared it with you here on the air, and that is to give God's people, the listeners to this program, the opportunity to be, shall we say, God's hand extended, ministers in your own right, to assist in getting this message out when the book comes out. I'll share more about that when we come back after this break. Stay tuned, friends. The great eclipse is coming. I'll be right back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Crismire, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Not only is a great eclipse coming on April 8th, 2024, but there is a great persecutorial eclipse that is coming shortly thereafter. In fact, it's already here and increasing daily, we might say. And it is a level of persecution that will eclipse all other persecution in world history. How do we know that? because the Bible says so. The Bible tells us that. Not only is it going to hit the Jewish people in the form of anti-Semitism, we know that two-thirds of all Jewish people on the planet, according to the prophet Zechariah, will eventually lose their life in the final great Holocaust-type assault upon the Jewish people. Even as Joseph Biden, this very day, is seeking to dump Benjamin Netanyahu and take him down as the Prime Minister of Israel. Notwithstanding all of Joseph Biden's allegations to the contrary, that he is the greatest supporter that Israel's ever had. Not, just not true. So, just as anti-Semitism comes in gradually and then like a snowball going down a hill, gathers more momentum, more steam until it's unstoppable. The same is true with regard to the persecution of believers. And it's coming. And Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. Why do you think you should be different than your Lord? And so the book is a very, one might almost call it the Bible concerning persecution or the Bible of persecution, because it is so complete in the biblical outlook concerning what persecution is, how it comes, why it comes, and so on, not to mention a look historically and currently at how that snowball of persecution is developing and gaining speed and moving upon the earth, yes, even in America. So, God's people need to be prepared. To be prepared, to be forewarned, is to be forearmed. And the whole purpose is to forearm our hearts to be prepared. And you can be a participant in that. Because the message needs to get out very, very quickly. There's no way that I can accelerate it from this end because the processes that have to go on in order to get the book into position to be printed and to be printed and to be ready to go is just going to take the period of time between now and sometime in August. So, in order to prepare for the quick delivery of this message, the quickest possible delivery of this message, we're giving an opportunity to you to assist in that process. We're calling it the Persecution Project. And here's how it works. For each person who sends a check or calls in to 1-800-SAVE-USA or goes on the website to the section there called the Persecution Project and commits to a $250 donation minimum, $250 minimum, then you will receive 10 of these books. You're not buying a book now. This is not about book buying. This is about assisting in a broader, greater ministry enterprise to prepare, at least in this country and in your sphere of influence, for the coming of the Lord and the persecution that is coming rapidly upon those who profess his name. So, you can give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. You can write to us at Save America Ministries, or you can go on the website at saveus.org and make that gift. If you're writing a check, make sure you put on there a little note for the Persecution Project. Now, $250 is the minimum. There are those who have committed $500. That means they will receive 20 books. There is at least one who has committed $1,000. There may be more. That's the only one I know of. And you'll receive 10 books for every $250 donation. And then you are to give those books out to those in your sphere of influence, whether it's a pastor, a parachurch leader, a relative, a friend, somebody in your sphere of influence, where you work, your neighbors, whatever, to get the message out as quickly as possible to professing Christians. Unbelievers are not going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Only believers are going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake and for the name of Jesus. Not for the name of God, but for the name of Jesus. Because the devil believes in God and trembles. The name of God is not the problem. The problem is the name of Jesus. So, I urge you to become a partner with us in this regard. You become God's hand extended. Yes, I will have written the book, but you will be able to help get the message out. This isn't about books. This is about a message, you see. That's what the whole ministry of the kingdom of God is supposed to be about. It's not about books in and of itself. It's about a message. And so, there you have it. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Again, if you're writing a check, make sure you put their Persecution Project, or you can go to the website, saveus.org, and make your commitment there. Some have said, well, what's the urgency here? Well, we want to get this going. We want to raise the resources that are necessary to help get this moving very quickly. Some have said, you know what, I want to commit to 250 now, and then I want to do that again in a month or two. That's great. That's great. Appreciate it. So let's see what we can do here to get on board and prepare to distribute this message as quickly as possible when the book comes out, hopefully in August. All right, now we are going to shift back to what we were talking about. You see, the sun is going to be darkened. That's what a total eclipse is about. The darkening of the sun. And what is darkening the sun? Well, the moon. So here's what Jesus said about that. In Matthew chapter 24, he said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, in other words, not the great tribulation now, but the tribulation, in other words, the trials and pressures and so on. Tribulation means pressure. That's what it means. Immediately after the pressures of those days, that's persecution, shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. Sounds like a total eclipse to me, doesn't it? In addition to that, the stars shall fall from heaven, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Wow. Sounds like something pretty dramatic, doesn't it? It sounds even more dramatic than the great American eclipse is about to take place on April 8th. It's going to include something like that, but also the stars falling from the heaven, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. In other words, there's going to be a great shaking. Both the heavens and the earth are going to shake, the Bible says. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And the earth shall mourn. And when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, they're going to mourn because they weren't expecting the Messiah. They were expecting something else. They were expecting maybe the dawning of the age of Aquarius. That's right, the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So let's talk about that. The promised dawning of the age of Aquarius, you know when that began? December 2020, 3.5 years ago. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, declared that musical prophecy sung by the Fifth Dimension in the musical Hair, right there in 1967. But if 1967 was the dawning of the age of Aquarius, what then is this age of Aquarius? When will it culminate? Does it have implications for the Messianic age or the coming of Messiah? So, for many, the plot is thickening, depending, of course, on the significance you attach to the prophetic implications of astrology. So here's what the famous tune says, the words. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. Don't we hear everything about love, 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 love? Yeah, we don't hear much about truth, but we do hear a lot about love. Not necessarily biblical love, but Eros love, sexual love, emotional love. But we don't hear much about agape love. No, that's not the kind of love they're talking about. So as the chorus of the song said, let the sun shine, let the sun shine in. But what is this sun that's to shine in? Well, then we get a bit of a glimpse of the New Age eschatology, that is, end-time theology, right from the lyrics of the song. Here it says, harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derisions, golden living dreams of visions, mystical crystal revelation, and the mind's true liberation. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Really? Well, let's take a look at this. Harmony and understanding. Do you see that out there? Harmony and understanding? No. Exactly the opposite, right? Sympathy and trust abounding. Nope. Don't see that either. No more falsehoods or derisions. Just the opposite is happening. Golden living dreams of visions. Well, maybe if you're living in a dreamland, but not in real world. Mystical crystal revelation. Well, you might be relying on crystals to give your revelation. Maybe that's why the television ads and radio ads are coming out from California. The California, what do they call them? Not California Dreamin', but the, for some reason, the word is just slipping my mind. I must be having a senior moment. Anyway, talking about those who are going to give us a vision for the future. In fact, you can have absolute certainty if you'll just sign up and get 20 minutes for $1 a minute. You can have absolute certainty in your life. That's what they're promising. California Psychics. There it is. California Psychics. Well, what is this Age of Aquarius? The concept of the Age of Aquarius is rooted in astrology. The sun is the study of the stars and their movements, that those movements purport to have significance for the inhabitants of Earth, including believed prophetic implications defining the future. So astrology is different from astronomy. That science, while studying the stars and planets, makes no effort to induce a spiritual or mystical application to humankind. But astrology divides history and time into great ages or epochs based upon the precision of the equinoxes through constellations that form the signs of the zodiac. So as the equinoxes progress through the zodiac signs, they merge or connect over just over 2,000 years. And if you understand these esoteric connections, they're deemed to help us to understand what is meant by the huge shifts in human consciousness and civilizations. Where is this going? Has the age of Aquarius actually dawned? And what are its implications? We'll be right back. This is Viewpoint.
There is so much more about Chuck Chrismeyer and Save America Ministries. on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, saveus.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
This is the dawning. The dawning of the age of Aquarius, said the song back in 1967. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. So let the sun shine. Let the sun shine in. Well, we need to let the Son of God shine into our lives. I value the sun. I really do. Speaking of the sun that shines and warms the earth and enables the plants to grow, flowers to bloom, and so on. Yes, I value that sun, but I don't worship the sun. Israel got caught up in its pagan worship of the sun, you may recall. Pagans have always worshipped the sun. The Egyptians worshipped the sun. But we don't worship the sun. But from the viewpoint of astrology, they do. They follow the moon. They follow the sun. They follow these epochs that are connected with the equinoxes and the signs of the zodiac. Now, before we go further, I'm going to make available to you my book, Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. And the reason I'm going to do that today is because Chapter 6 is called The Age of Aquarius. The Age of Aquarius, the promised dawning of the Age of Aquarius began at the end of December 2020. Not in 1967, but in the December of 2020. That was the promised astrological dawning of the Age of Aquarius. That was the foretold event where Jupiter joins Saturn in Aquarius and marks the beginning of a new 240-year cycle, which will change society and the ruling structures of the elite world. It would bring a revolution, already has, the Enlightenment and everything from the American and French revolutions to the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s and 70s with the Age of Aquarius. So are we there yet? Well, we are. So the importance of 2020 can't be underestimated because it feels like that year was the dividing line between the past and the future from the viewpoint of the Aquarians. So the book, Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages, an entire chapter dealing with the Age of Aquarius, not to mention all the others dealing with the various messianic competitors in our world. Your gift of $18 to Save America Ministries will put this $22 book in your hands. It's on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. You can call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. And there's a great deal of mystery going on, friends. A great deal of mystery. So, if you were to go back to understand the so-called Age of Pisces, that would be the past 2,000 years from the astrological viewpoint. So what happened during that 2,000 years? Well, we saw the rise of Christianity with the sign of the fish and Islam, faith which have as a central tenet the notions of heaven and life beyond this one. And so it's no accident that some astrologers date the beginning of the Pisces age to around the time of the birth of Jesus and the developments of faith and peace and universal love at the core. So, where does that lead us through these various kinds of revolutions that had to take place? Well, during all that period of time, the ruling structures of the world changed. The Enlightenment, the American and French revolutions, the Cultural Revolution of the 60s and 70s, all of that corresponds to what the Aquarian religious viewpoint maintains. So, was this the start of the New World Order? Well, freedom. Freedom, freedom. That was the promise of Aquarius. The astrological conviction is that 2020 was the start of a new world order. That was just 3.5 years ago. Knowledge and science will become the new power, they said. Finally, a true democracy will come to reign on Earth. The new energy source would become wave technology, quantum technology, and the power of the air. And they said Jesus Christ initiated the age of Pisces with his sacrifice and the start of 2100-year period for humanity when the sins are washed away. This is all language coming from the New Agers in the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius' ultimate goal for humanity is freedom. Not freedom in Christ, but freedom from Christ. Social benefits and care for everyone in society will become the new moral and political norms. And that's precisely the promise of a soon-to-be-revealed counterfeit Christ figure, friends. We call him the Antichrist, who will incarnate the very hope and promise of this astrological age. So, you can see how the mystery of the ages, the unveiling of Messiah, dramatically deepens. Would you believe what John Kerry, the former U.S. Secretary of State, once ran for president, boldly proclaimed at the World Economic Forum? Here's what he said. I personally believe we're at the dawn of an extremely exciting time. You know, the dawning of the age of Aquarius. The notion of a reset is more important than ever, he said. He, John Kerry, was appointed by then the putative President Joe Biden as the environmental czar, and he rejoined the Paris Climate Accord and to help propel the World Economic Forum's globalist reset plan to use the coronavirus pandemic to transform the world's economy, all as embraced by the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. And what is that great reset? Well, we talked about it yesterday. A plan presented by Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, calling for a great reset of capitalism, that the world must act jointly and swiftly to swamp all aspects of our societies. So, Schwab pronounced prophetically, I guess you could say, every country from the United States to Canada must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech has to be transformed. So, the Great Reset is merely an expression for a declared new world order, and it's Joe Biden who has deceptively imposed upon America on behalf of these desperate globalists to open the door to the globalist reset. For that reason, Mr. Biden, throughout his presidential campaign, adopted the New World Order slogan, Build Back Better, from the slogan of the World Economic Forum. Perhaps you didn't know that, but he did. So, this whole period of time in the last 2,000 years was supposedly, from the Aquarian viewpoint, the time for revolutions to be born. So there was the American Revolution, the last 50 years, whatever it is, the American Revolution, then the French Revolution, then the Bolshevik Revolution, then the Chinese Communist Revolution. All these were led by, you might say, quasi-messianic leaders as perceived by the people. But now the spirit of rebellion is growing again, this time worldwide. Worldwide. So people, humankind, men and women, are collectivizing themselves against God and against his Messiah. So, this is a new age revolution driving the spiritual dimension of the new world order. Whether you want to call it the age of Aquarius, whatever you want to call it, that's what it is. So, maybe we should listen to the Aquarian voices of revolution that were boldly proclaiming a new world order of utopian freedom. A freedom from God rather than under God. Freedom from law in pursuit of self and self-indulgent liberty that we call licentiousness. So, the Aquarian Revolution is a type of change that makes possible things that we previously considered impossible, like the rebuilding of Babel through a great reset to achieve a new world order or a one-world government. Listen to these words coming from the Aquarian Revolution. The age of Aquarius, therefore, will be an epic that begins with a few things being turned on their heads, to say the least. That process is already underway. After 2020, we'll be leaving an old world behind and we'll experience a new normal. Though, beware, the age of Aquarius will be full of shocks and surprises. Essentially, Aquarius is concerned with the new. So revolution, rebellion, and shocks are as likely as originality, progress, and innovation. The past is left behind, and we will experience new ways of being and new ways of doing things that affect every area of our lives. What the age of Aquarius implies is that our revolutions may have unexpected results. And one of the biggest surprises may be revolutions against so-called revolutionaries. In the age of Aquarius, we may be pushed to the extremes in every department, and the outcome will be unlike anything that went before. Wow. So, there must be an Aquarian Messiah then. This all must have some sort of messianic implications. Indeed, it does. So, if we were to go back, kind of looking at the heritage of Aquarian messianic voices, it began with a woman by the name of Madame Blavatsky. She wrote a book called Secret Doctrine in 1888. It embraced the broad banner of New Age spirituality, and we're going to share with you what she wrote and how that is affecting our world today. Stay tuned, friends. Is this the dawning of the age of Aquarius? What does it look like? Why should we care?
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, I'll build my church. Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, behold how they love one another. Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
Again, I welcome you back to Viewpoint. In the chapter of my new book, When Persecution Comes, I have just completed an entire chapter dealing with how pressure leads to persecution. And what is the major pressure that leads to persecution? The major pressure that leads to persecution is envy. And it began in the heavens. It began before Adam and Eve. It began when Satan, then called Lucifer, envied God's power. Now, Satan was the most glorious created being ever. He was the worship leader in heaven. He was so great and so glorious that he really felt and formed the opinion that he should be equal with God. And so he declared that he would ascend to the heights of the north on the Temple Mount. He would be like the most high God. That's where the power of envy began. The power of envy then echoed down through history, first in with Adam and Eve. Satan came to Eve and caused her to envy God, saying, "Hath God said?" And then he responded, you know, "God didn't want you to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because then you'd be like him, knowing good and evil." In other words, he seduced Eve into embracing envy, just like he had. That envy crucified Jesus, caused all of the apostles to be persecuted massively, including the Apostle Paul, and it will again, and is again, causing true followers of Jesus Christ to be persecuted everywhere on this planet. Now, let's see where the Aquarian doctrine or eschatology figures into that understanding. Here's Madame Blavatsky. In her book, Secret Doctrine, really basically set forth the whole foundation for the New Age spirituality. Here's what she said. Satan is that angel who was proud enough to believe himself God. Lucifer, or light bearer, is in us. It is our mind, our temper, and redeemer, our intelligent liberator and savior from pure animalism. Lucifer is divine and terrestrial light. The Holy Ghost, she said. He was transformed by the church into Lucifer or Satan because he is higher and older than Jehovah. Whoa. Oh, and we're not finished yet. Let's shift from Madame Blavatsky and head over to one of the most influential theosophists, Alice Bailey. By the time she finished her work in 1949, she had become the greatest force in presenting and defining what is now known as the New Age movement, which is all part of the Age of Aquarius. She compiled 24 books, over 10,000 pages, most of which were purportedly translated from a trance, revelations from a trance from her spirit guide, Dwal Kul, the Tibetan. Alice Bailey founded what was called the Lucis Trust in 1922. Lucis, you know where that came from, don't you? It came under the name Lucifer Publishing Company. And it boasted thousands of members, renowned financial and political leaders, people who ran the Council on Foreign Relations, an elite organization responsible for the founding of the United Nations. Some of those notables included Robert McNamara, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Paul Volcker, and the recently deceased George Shultz. Lucis Trust was headquartered at the United Nations Plaza for many years. So Alice Bailey, like those who were before her, held extremely vicious anti-Christian and anti-Jewish views. And even today, the Lucis Trust continues disseminating the trance voice of Bailey, the supposed esoteric teachings of the masters, including their ideas on meditation, energy, and how to invoke, get this, how to invoke the appearance of the Christ and his new order. Then she has an invocatory prayer on what she calls the Christ. Here's what she says. Come forth, O mighty one. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O mighty one. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. Well, just who is this coming one? Who is she inviting? Well, that would lead us to the New Age mystical Messiah. Well, it's the belief that we are all on a journey soon to culminate in our becoming Christ through globalization of Christ consciousness. That's the New Age religion. That's the religion of the Age of Aquarius. So you are part of the Godhood. That's the New Age. Global Christ consciousness. And global unity will be achieved through universal harmony, economic unity, and one world religion supporting political oneness in a one world order or government. Maybe this is the reason why Pope Francis just said, get this, he didn't expect there would be any people in hell. And he certainly hoped there wouldn't be any people in hell. How could he say such a thing? It's totally antithetical to the Bible from beginning to end. Does he really believe that people are so good and so wonderful? Well, apparently, in his way, he has embraced the very spirit of the Age of Aquarius. You're becoming God. We're so wonderful, we're so great. God loves everybody, and so whatever you believe, if you believe it sincerely, no matter how imperfectly you live, well, we need to be nice. We just need to be nice to one another, and so in reality, false Christs are becoming the future Christs. It's like an evolutionary godhood that's developing, manifesting itself in global unity. I call it salvation by syncretism. In other words, the blending of all of these other religious beliefs and psychology, it's really kind of like the spirit of liberal politics. Liberal politics finds its root in liberal spirituality. In other words, not embracing sin and salvation from the Bible. That is to be rejected because it doesn't unify people. So the cry is unity, unity, this our cry, U-N-I-T-Y. You know, it's kind of like a cheerleading kind of a thing. Man unified with man. Man unified with nature, man unified with God, and so this new oneness is the realization of our own divinity and divine goodness. And if we're all divine and we're all embracing divine goodness and living that out, as the Age of Aquarius says, the song says, then where is the possibility that we could not have absolute peace on earth? So the only way then that we can have absolute peace on earth is for those who reject the Aquarian eschatology, philosophy, that is embraced also indirectly by Pope Francis. And it creates a whole new messianic movement. A whole new messianic movement in which all our life you've been told that God created you. And as Donald Walsh once said, for the new golden age, the golden age of the new human, he wrote, I come now to tell you this, You are creating God. Walsh was asked his God, are you talking about a one-world government? To which question God ostensibly responded to Walsh, I am. Walsh then claims God gave him a new great commission to launch this new spiritually based new world order. Here's what he said. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, spreading far and wide, the new gospel, we are all one. Well, that is the spirit of Aquarius, the Aquarian Revolution, the universal Christ. Are you beginning to see where this is going? Did you know that one of the Democrat candidates for presidency, Marianne Williamson, was right at the heart of all of this? In 1992, she wrote a book about the globalization of New Age faith. It was called A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principle of A Course in Miracles. Well, guess what? Oprah Winfrey told her viewers that she had already purchased 1,000 copies of that book and capitulated the book to the New York Times bestseller list, where it stayed for months, thus mainstreaming the New Age New Gospel to millions. So the New Age Christ was suddenly out of the closet, thanks to Oprah Winfrey. So great was the Oprah-fired influence of Williamson throughout America that she, that is Williamson, in 2020, actually ran for president in the Democratic primary and did it again this year. Now, we're talking about something here that is of great, great significance, friends. It's a competition for Messiah. Apparently, Oprah Winfrey, with her millions or billions, helped advance the cause intentionally of a counterfeit Christ movement. Now, you have the opportunity, my friends, to advance the cause of the biblical Christ movement, to prepare God's people for the persecution that's coming from the very people that Oprah promoted. That's how it's happening. Because the Christian faith is 100% contrary to the Aquarian Revolution, the spirit of Aquarius, the spirit of the New Age Christ. So the historic and Babylonian dream of a new world order is now in increasing demand. That's what it's all headed. You might want to get a copy of my book, Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages, friends. It's a $22 book. It's my latest book. I think it's going to open your eyes to a whole lot of things that are remaining a bit of a mystery out there. That's why it's called Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. It's on our website, saveus.org, Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA, write to us at Save America Ministries, and seriously, consider becoming a partner, friends. And yes, particularly with regard to the Persecution Project, I believe God will bless you for it. In what ways, I cannot promise. But He wants us to prepare the way. We can do it. We can do it together. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.